classes for a lot of my adult life, and I always tell kids, yeah, keep struggling with this, because one of these days, it's going to be like a light switch, and you're going to go, shazam, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that will help me, something that can keep me motivated, I guess I should say.
One of those things I was, I mean, I took advanced math and that sort of thing in high school, and but, you know, just never really grasped it the way I should have. And, you know, personal computers came on the market, and then people started programming in basic language like I did, and, of course, I'd done other stuff in college, but the basic came out. All of a sudden, algebra came interesting to me then, and that Boolean logic came in handy. But, you know, I didn't have to use it in my work until then, and after that, it just came to me. It's like, hey, man, this makes sense now.
Probably what I'm going to do when I get done running my errands here, I'm going to go home and crank up the computer and sit down. Since it's raining, I can't do a whole lot of other things. I may sit down and try to come up with a plan on how to start my attack on this next year. But I do know I've got to get to a point where I got to do it every day, regardless. I don't want it to become tedious.
Yeah, I was limited in the amount of time I could spend that, because I was actually at work when I was learning it, CW, and so I'd spend about 15 or 20 minutes at a stretch. I wouldn't spend any more time in that edit, because, you know, if you get out there for 2 hours or something like that without a break, it just gets monotonous after a while, and your brain kind of shuts down, I think. At least mine did. It doesn't take much for mine to shut down anyway. But that's what would happen. I'd spend 15 or 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes at the most at it. And, dude, I might even do it a couple of times a day like that. If I'd keep my stretches kind of short to keep my hearing fresh and mind fresh on it. But I got to run to you now. It's good talking with you, and hope you continue with it. And, when you get that moment, it'll be a real relief, and you'll feel like you really accomplished something. But I'll talk to you later. 73-2, Tom, N4DJC, clear after you.
Thanks for the advice. Good talking to you. I hope you have a good day. If I don't talk to you before then, you have a good Christmas. I'm almost destinating. I got to pick up my meds and do a little bit of stuff on the honey-do list, and then I'm heading south. So 73, Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike. I'll be clear. Jim Mobile. Station, I'm almost destinated, but I'll be here for another few. Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike.
AHM Bill over here in Hartwell, Georgia. Just, I've been talking to Jerry earlier this morning, and heard y'all clearing, and just got back in the car. Just throwing up my call.
Holding the repeater really, really good.
I guess we're just at the right elevation and line of sight for the repeater. Since it's up so high, it does pretty good here. So I enjoy talking on it. I just got through paying my dues and sending in my picture and my signature to get my card.
We just left testing. We gave the testing this morning, and I'm running around doing the stuff that the XYL tells me to do. And I'm actually utilizing the time good since it's raining. It means I can't be home doing some of the chores I need to be doing. But I am destinating here, bud. You be careful out there on the road. Traffic's pretty heavy. Of course, this is Saturday before Christmas. But you have yourself a Merry Christmas, and I'll go ahead and say 73, and I'll be clear on your final. Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike.
Ben, good talk to you. And you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hope the testing went well this morning. Our last testing session, we got 8 tested with a technician license, so every day the hobby's growing. So you have a great day. M4WHM, I'll be clear.